John, what about the issue of whether to keep an aromatase inhibitor going at 5 years outside of a protocol setting? So one of the options a woman has who's facing this situation would be to actually go in a trial like B42, and there's another one like that also. This is an extension of the other Canadian trial, the MA17 trial, but the same basic concept, continue or stop. Woman may not be eligible for the study, or she may not want to be involved with the study. How do docs approach this decision off protocol?
Well, I guess the first thing is that these are important trials and well-designed trials. So if a woman is eligible for B42 or the MA17 extension trial, then certainly, you know, move heaven and earth to make it happen. But we're faced with these women who are now having completed 5 years of off-trial aromatase inhibitor therapy, and we're all scratching our heads as to what to do. When we look at the curves of how, you know, ER positive breast cancer behaves, these women aren't out of the woods. There's a very real chance in the future that the breast cancer will come back. And, you know, we've sort of now had the first inkling that more is better from a trial that was done with tamoxifen. We had some questions before because there'd been a well-conducted trial from the NSABP showing that, you know, even though the experience had been one was better than no years of tamoxifen and two was better than one and five was better than two, for some reason 10 was not as good as five. So we were scratching our heads with that. But another trial that was just recently reported at San Antonio was showing that approximately 10 years of tamoxifen is probably better than five. So at the end of the day, we're starting to think that maybe these women should be on an aromatase inhibitor or a hormonal therapy of some type for as long as they can safely tolerate it.